Hello, good morning. Welcome to AM Update on the Talking Information Center. For today, it's Thursday, the 19th of February, 2026. I'm John. We get things started on this Thursday morning with your Commission Commuter Update. This sent in by Andrew LaPointe. He begins with information on the MBTA Red Line. Shuttle buses replace Red Line service between Broadway and Ashmont this weekend, February 21st and 22nd. That is for signal work. Our riders are strongly encouraged to use the Fall River, New Bedford, Kingston, and Greenbush commuter lines for fare free service between Braintree, Quincy Center, JFK UMass, and South Station. Regular fares will be collected for trips beyond Braintree. Looking at the bus lines for this Thursday, Bus Route 93 is experiencing delays up to 20 minutes. That is due to traffic. Route 104 has delays up to 20 minutes, also due to traffic. That's actually caused by a drawbridge being raised. On the Silver Line, SL1, SL2, and SL3 all operate at street level between Silver Line Way and South Station. 8:30 in the evening till end of service. That is starting yesterday, continuing through today, and also the 25th and 26th. That is for maintenance work, so be aware of that. Also on the Silver Line, SL2 is detoured until further notice. Weekdays, 6 in the evening till end of service. The outbound connections, Northern Ave at Harbor Street and 23 Dry Dock Ave. The following stop is closed. Weekdays, 7 in the morning till 4 in the afternoon. Through Friday, February 27th, due to construction, that stop is Franklin Street at Sydney Street. Riders can use a temporary stop at Sydney at Green Street. That affects bus route number 70. Mass Ave at Wendell Street. Outbound, that bus stop has moved about 100 feet south from 7 in the morning till 4 in the afternoon. Weekdays only until further notice. That is due to construction, and that affects bus routes 77 and 96. Bus route 435 detoured outbound due to construction. Connections available at Neptune Boulevard at Blossom Street and Lynn Station. Looking at the commuter rail for this Thursday, Foxborough. Train 1708 from Foxborough is operating 5 to 15 minutes behind schedule between Foxborough and South Station. That is due to a switch issue. On the Fitchburg line, train 400 from Wachusett is operating 45 to 55 minutes behind schedule between Littleton, Route 495, and North Station. Also on the Fitchburg line, it's operating 5 to 15 minutes behind schedule between Fitchburg and North Station. On the Franklin line, train 704 from Forge Park, 495, is operating 15 to 25 minutes behind schedule between Walpole and South Station. That affects the inbound direction. Some elevator and escalator alerts for this Thursday. Alewife Escalator 352, Platform to Main Concourse unavailable due to maintenance. Aquarium Escalator 396, State Street Lobby to First Landing unavailable. Central Escalator 360, Alewife Platform to Street unavailable. That lasts through tomorrow due to maintenance. Harvard Escalator 513, Harvard Square to Mezzanine unavailable. JFK UMass Elevator 830, Braintree Branch Platform to Lobby, unavailable. That begins today, and that is due to maintenance. Malden Center Escalator 312, State Street Level to Commuter Rail Platform, unavailable due to maintenance. Oak Grove Escalator 105, Commuter Rail Platform to Unpaid Lobby, is unavailable. Porter Escalator 507, Alewife Platform North to Ashmont Braintree Platform, unavailable. South Station Escalator 382, Alewife Platform to Lobby, unavailable due to maintenance. Tufts Medical Escalator 147, Forest Hills Platform to Washington Street Lobby, unavailable. through February 27th due to maintenance. Tufts Medical, Escalator 146, Oak Grove Platform to Washington Street Lobby. Unavailable starting Monday, February 23rd, lasting through March 5th for maintenance work. And finally, Worcester, Elevator 781, Platform to Pedestrian Bridge. Unavailable. Use the elevator in the main building at 2 Washington Square. And with that, we check in with Andrew LaPointe. He is standing by in Salem on this Thursday with your Safe Disabled Traveler Notebook. Andrew, hello and good morning to you.
Good morning, John, and to our TIC listeners. This is Andrew J. LaPointe with the Safe Disabled Traveler Notebook for today, Thursday, February 19th, 2026. Okay, we have most of what we had yesterday, but in addition to that, you have National Grid at two locations. That's the electric company. And one's going to be at the Columbus Avenue, what they call Columbus Square. Okay, so that's right by Winter Island Road, Columbus Avenue, and that little square there. Okay, and so they'll be there today and also at the Walmart parking lot. Okay, so they'll be working on a project that there was a pole that was replaced there this past couple of days ago, actually. Okay, so if you're using Walmart in Salem off of 107, just make sure you do know that there will be some activity with National Grid Electric. Okay, safety officers will be on at both locations. And also Mirror, of course, on Lafayette Street, which is a mess for, you know, pretty much. So if you're using Lafayette Street on the outbound and inbound side, know that there's some activity going on with the gas main replacement project. Okay, you get off at the 455 T-bus anywhere in that local area of Lafayette Street, you know, 114 inbound, outbound. Just make sure you ask the driver where you're getting off, just to make sure you're not, you know that where you're getting off. Okay, so that could be kind of unsafe, actually. Okay, and also the D&D power will return to the Fort Avenue area. Okay. At the Willows area, doing their pole project. I would expect that that would end pretty soon. If not, not too much into the next week, I would imagine it should be done by then. Okay. So, but that's it. If you do have any, one more, the electric, Diageo, I believe it's called, will be at the bypass project. I keep saying bypass project, but bypass road at Bridge Street to work on their project there with the underground wiring that they're fixing there. But that's it. If you have any questions, give me a call, Andrew J. LaPointe at 978-578-0185. Have a great Thursday, and looking forward to reporting back to you tomorrow. Take care. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Andrew. We take a look now at the front page headlines in the Boston Globe and the Boston Herald for this Thursday. We start with the front page of today's Boston Globe, Thursday, February 19th, 2026. Moderna wins battle, but war goes on in reversal. FDA agrees to review flu vaccine. Politics now a key factor. Unarmed, he took on Rhode Island gunman hand to hand. Bystander able to jam weapon and stop attack. Neighbors call for city to get tougher on mass and gas. Drug users would be offered detox or face charges. And we have mass pot businesses fall short on equity. Local police caught in the middle on ice. Authority unclear in dealings with federal agents. And there is a giant picture on the home, the front page of today's Boston Globe, with the headline Sore Spot, S-O-A-R, and the other caption under the picture reads, this past weekend, 55 ski jumpers took part in the 104th Harris Hill Ski Jump Competition in Brattleboro, Vermont. Turning to the Boston Herald front page for today, Olympic thriller, U.S. men's hockey edges Sweden in overtime. Jailed ex-Stady union boss gets 2 years. And terror on the tracks. T-Rider kicked into train. All of those stories and more come your way here on the Talking Information Center. Newspaper coverage begins this morning at 8 o'clock with the Wall Street Journal, 9 o'clock the Boston Globe, 10 o'clock the Boston Herald, 11 o'clock the Washington Post, 12 noon today's reading of the New York Times. And right now, on AM Update, a check on your local weather forecast. And we still have your lottery numbers, this day in history, science update, and today's complete program schedule still to come here on AM Update on the Talking Information Center. Here's the forecast for the Boston and South Shore area on the Talking Information Center from the National Weather Service. For today, sunny temperatures in the upper 30s, increasing clouds overnight, temperatures dropping to the mid-20s. For Friday, cloudy rain, possible snow mixed in, temperatures in the mid-30s. The sun rose this morning at 6:33, setting at 5:22 this evening. Stay tuned for more heading your way next on the Talking Information Center. Checking those lottery numbers for this Thursday, we start with the numbers game and the midday drawing there, 9805. The numbers game evening drawing, 2907. The mass cash, midday drawing, 3813, 1827. The evening drawing in the mass cash game, 1919, 3031. Mega Millions at 416 million dollars. I can take that and use that money pretty easily. The winning numbers in the Mega Millions game, 3, 37, 44, 52, 63, 14. Powerball numbers at $190 million. 9, 33, 52, 64, 66, 1. Lucky for life, 3, 11, 16, 18, 41, 8. Megabucks, 2, 8, 25, 27, 36, 37.
You may not be aware that there are many ways to listen to your favorite programs from the Talking Information Center. You may call us at 781-834-4400 to inquire about receiving a special TIC radio receiver, or visit our website, ticnetwork.org, and click the Listen Now button on the homepage. Or listen through your phone by calling 425-585-1901. If you are a T-Mobile or Metro PCS customer, call 605-475-0129. Or listen on Amazon's Alexa. Simply say, Alexa, play radio station Talking Information Center. Or listen on Google Home or Google Home Mini. Simply say, hey Google, play radio station Talking Information Center. Or you may listen by downloading our free app on your Apple or Android device. As you'll realize, there are many ways to access programming from the Talking Information Center these days. Choose the one that is right for you. If you would like any of this information repeated, please don't hesitate to call us at 781-834-4400 and we would be glad to assist you. Again, the number is 781-834-4400.
And now we check in with Julie, standing by with the horoscope, this day in history, and science update for this Thursday. Julie, hello and good morning to you.
Good morning. This is your horoscope for Thursday, February 19th. Aries, too much mental or physical exercise could have you feeling a bit burned out today. You could be considerably slower on the uptake than usual, and those around you could be surprised that you, normally very energetic, seem to be moving like a snail. Spend as much time resting as you can, because you'll need to recoup your stamina. If you must work, concentrate on routine tasks requiring very little conscious effort. Taurus, Although your partner may be feeling romantic at this time, you may not feel the same way. You've had a stressful few days and you can barely move, so your response time is apt to be lukewarm at best. Your affection certainly hasn't diminished, but your partner could interpret your behavior that way. Whatever you decide to do, make sure your friend knows exactly how you feel and why you feel that way. Gemini, you could be in a gloomy place today. A member of the household is likely to be away, and this person's presence is apt to be very sorely missed. The only thing you can do under the circumstances is make sure everyone keeps busy until the absent one returns. One way to distract the family is to get them to clean up the house in anticipation of a warm welcome. Cancer, an older relative or neighbor may need your assistance today. This is apt to be a very inconvenient time for someone to ask for help because you have plenty of chores of your own. Nonetheless, you'll go to the rescue because that's your nature. Take care to plan your time carefully. Pace yourself and try not to do too much at once. That way, you'll live to help again tomorrow. Leo, your creative talents could seem totally blocked today. You may have a project you really want to work on. You have the mental focus, but the creative element just might not be there. This could prove so frustrating that you want to throw something. Do this if you must. Still, the only answer might be to shelve your work until tomorrow. You should be back to normal by then. Virgo, this definitely isn't a good day to stay home and do household chores. If you do, some sad and rather irrational thoughts may plague you throughout the day. No matter what the weather's like, it would be far better to get out and do anything that keeps your mind focused on something positive. Go shopping, attend a sporting event, visit a friend. Whatever you do, get your mind off yourself. Go and enjoy the day. Libra, some disappointing news could put you in a rather gloomy state at some point today. Someone close to you might suddenly have to leave town for several weeks, and you'll be lonely without them. There isn't much point in dwelling on this, however. You'll just have to stay in touch via phone or email and look forward to the time when your friend comes back. You should be pretty busy during those days anyway. Scorpio, the fundraising activities of a group with which you're affiliated are going very well, but today you're likely to find that things seem to be stalled. Checks may not come in the mail, important people don't return your phone calls, or someone doesn't show up to do the job at hand. This situation is frustrating, but it probably won't last beyond today. By tomorrow, you should all be your busy selves again. Sagittarius, career matters could move so slowly today that you just might be tempted to give up. Don't even think that way. It's just one of those days when nothing seems to go right, even though basically everything should still be going very well for you. Don't expect much progress today, and certainly don't expect anything but gloom from colleagues. Find a way to distract yourself with some laughs throughout the day. Capricorn, if you've got something you're trying to study, this isn't the day to do it. Your concentration is likely to be off, and what you're researching will probably appear like Greek to you. Unless it's really necessary, it would be best to put the materials aside until tomorrow, since you probably won't absorb much today. Trying to research could give rise to the illusion that you've learned something. Be on the safe side and put it off. Aquarius, dark, depressing dreams could plague your sleep tonight, probably alternating with silly ones that make you laugh out loud. You could wake in the morning totally confused by these images, and your tendency might be to dismiss them. Don't do this. Your dreams are trying to tell you something about yourself. Have you had your emotional ups and downs lately? Have you alternately laughed and cried over something? Think about it. And Pisces, have you been invited to a party that's supposed to take place today? If you think you haven't, you'd better check the calendar again. All signs suggest that you could forget a lot of important things right now, and one might be a social event, perhaps business-related. This might not be one of your best days. Usually, you tend to have a memory like an elephant. Just for the time being, keep that calendar handy. And on this day, in 1777, the Continental Congress votes to promote Thomas Mifflin, Arthur St. Clair, William Alexander, Lord Stirling, Adam Stephen, and Benjamin Lincoln to the rank of Major General. Although the promotions were intended, in part, to balance the number of generals from each state, Brigadier General Benedict Arnold felt slighted that five junior officers received promotions ahead of him and, in response, threatened to resign from the Patriot Army. In a letter dated April 3, 1777, General George Washington wrote to Arnold from his headquarters in Morristown, New Jersey, and confessed that he was surprised when I did not see your name in the list of major generals. Thinking that the omission of Arnold's name was an error, Washington discouraged the disappointed Arnold from taking any hasty step. To Arnold's dismay, he soon learned that his commander-in-chief was wrong, and he submitted his resignation to the Congress in July 1777, but withdrew it at Washington's urging. Despite having the support of George Washington, Arnold continued to feel unjustly overlooked by his superiors. Finally, in 1780, Arnold betrayed his country by offering to hand over the Patriot-held fort at West Point, New York, to the British. With West Point in their control, the British would have controlled the critical Hudson River Valley and separated New England from the rest of the colonies. His wife Margaret was a loyalist and would not have objected to his plans. However, his plot was foiled, and Arnold, the hero of Ticonderoga and Saratoga, became the most famous traitor in American history. He continued to fight on the side of the British in the Revolution, and after the war, returned to Britain, where he died destitute in London in 1801. And in the morning science update, a 125-million-year-old dinosaur just rewrote what we thought we knew about prehistoric life. Scientists in China have uncovered an exceptionally preserved juvenile iguanodontian with fossilized skin so detailed that individual cells are still visible. Even more astonishing, the plant-eating dinosaur was covered in hollow, porcupine-like spikes, structures never before documented in any dinosaur. And coming up on the schedule today, at 8 o'clock, the Wall Street Journal, 9 o'clock, the Boston Globe, 10 o'clock, the Boston Herald, 11 o'clock, the Washington Post, noon, the New York Times, 1 o'clock, the Patriot Ledger, 1:30, the Brockton Enterprise, 2 o'clock, the Taunton Daily Gazette, 2:30, the Attleboro Sun Chronicle, 3 o'clock, the Metro West News, 3:30, the Lynn Daily Item, 4 o'clock, the Salem News, 4:30, the Gloucester Daily Times, 5 o'clock, the Daily News of Newburyport, 5:30, Providence Journal, 6 o'clock is In Perspective, 7 o'clock is Producer's Choice, 8 o'clock, AP News, 9 o'clock, The Book Hour, 10 o'clock, USA Today, and at 11 o'clock, Newsmax.
You may not be aware that there are many ways to listen to your favorite programs from the Talking Information Center.
You may call us at 781-834-4400 to inquire about receiving a special TIC radio receiver. Or visit our website, ticnetwork.org, and click the Listen Now button on the homepage. Or listen through your phone by calling 425-585-1901. If you are a T-Mobile or Metro PCS customer, call 605-475-0129. Or listen on Amazon's Alexa. Simply say, Alexa, play radio station Talking Information Center. Or listen on Google Home or Google Home Mini. Simply say, Hey Google, play radio station Talking Information Center. Or you may listen by downloading our free app on your Apple or Android device. As you'll realize, there are many ways to access programming from the Talking Information Center these days. Choose the one that is right for you. If you would like any of this information repeated, please don't hesitate to call us at 781-834-4400 and we would be glad to assist you. Again, the number is 781-834-4400.